Aaron and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company.
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program.
We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables.
We do all the work for you. 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door.
All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat.
It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend.
Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes,
or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one,
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer.
Delivery available nationwide.
Lose weight and feel great.
Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control.
Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Reekman Brothers is the oldest continuous John Deere dealer in the state of Illinois. Stop by their stores in Oakville, Breeze, and Centralia today, or find us on the web at MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Call us first. If you're thinking about refinancing or moving, call Vincent Mortgage first. Knowing up front what you can afford opens up a world of options. Let us help you find out in as little as 8 days. Rates are still at historic lows. So if you're looking to buy a home or pay off debt, you got to call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show, where we will empower you to overcome health issues. Tune in this Saturday at a special time of 2 o'clock.
Economic uncertainties and longer life expectancies are turning traditional retirement planning on its ear. Learn why you need to redefine your retirement on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday at noon, right here on 550 KTRS.
517. We don't have time for the Playhouse. Thanks for joining us.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the antenna.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Yada, yada, yada.
Blah, blah, blah.
In your car or your underwear.
Little kids like that with underwear in the song. And big kids like us.
His partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of tech and we're full of chit. And we think. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. welcome to the September 7th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason, the sponsors of our launch for our golf tournament, September 23rd. Sorry, sold out. Should have jumped when we said jump. But thank you, Mark and Jason, for that. And for all the years, like 16 years, what do you get? Another day of sponsorship on the show. We appreciate it. We'll talk a little bit about Mark and Jason and Stiefel Nicholas, what they do and how you can get in touch with them. But first, he's the control board master. He's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I also would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason.
What a coincidence.
They are, of course, with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it's a great time to call Mark and Jason, and they can tell you what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. He's a bass player. He's got a resume 10 miles long because he's been fired from so many jobs, but not this one. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy is mad because he didn't get a chance to jump in when Dr. Doug was on, and we're talking to that guy who's raising that squirrel. And Rat Boy said squirrels love to, what is it they eat?
Cheese.
I didn't know that. Like to eat cheese. Huh. Well, a mouse, they're rodents, aren't they? Mice, rats, they eat cheese, so why not? That's a good suggestion, Rat Boy. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limperest and the All Boy Orchestra. September 7th, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Got him. He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready.
My goodness.
Now the awkward silence.
Goodness.
We're going to do it again? We're going to do it again?
Sure.
You're going to edit out the...
Sure.
Okay. We'll pick it up. I'll say we'll pick it up with September 7th. Okay. Oh. 3, 2, 1. September 7th. Here we are. Another sleepy, dusty... No. Now, see, that's edit that out. Right. Edit it out. 3, 2, 1. Here we are, September 7th, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Okay, it's not the 3rd of June. That's right.
It's not.
Oh, it is the 3rd of June. It's not September 7th. Okay, I got it. I think I got it now. Brought to you by Mark and Jason. If you're listening and you have $25,000 or more, and you say, well, you know what, I have a financial advisor. Okay. How about this? How about a second opinion on your portfolio? Could that in any way be a bad idea? I don't think so. I have a couple of people you might want to speak with, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And I'm going to tell you something. 16 years, easily it's been 16 years they've been part of this show. And this is one of those advertisers that 16 years ago or whenever it was, if you had said to me, well, how long do you think they'll be on the air? I would never have guessed 16 years because it's not the easiest thing in the world to sell financial advice. It's not. Because you're asking people to trust somebody with the money they have to invest, but it's worked out well for listeners who have decided to, you know, take their advice. It's worked out well for us, worked out well for them. There was Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel, as you heard Peon say, is a member of SIPC and NYSE. And when you sit down with them, if what you're doing is right and your portfolio is performing as well as it should and your assets are properly diversified, they'll say that. They'll say, well, you know what? Good job. Somebody gave you some good advice here. They can also tell you about tax-advantaged investing strategies that you might have overlooked or your current advisor might have overlooked. Explain the options, how to claim Social Security benefits. Because, boy, there are far too many options to give you a headache. They'll help you through that. In short, they will show you if you're on the right track to get to your financial goals. And if you don't need to make any changes, they'll tell you that. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas, All the info is at markandjason.com. As you may know, the golf tournament is sold out. Thanks to everybody, all 120 of you. That's how many players there'll be, 30 foursomes. And thanks to Bill, who today raised the bid from the 1500. Gary, thank you for the 1500. That got us started. But thanks to Bill, who today jumped in and said $2,000. $2,000 to be the fourth in the foursome. Now, I'm not going to take a lot of time, but I think it's only right for those of you who didn't hear to just kind of recap. This is more than just playing golf for 18 holes with me, Dan, and Peon. This is one massive package of goodies because it also includes, if you want, and you pick the hole, 12th hole, first hole. And whenever you turn to me and say it's time for the sausage joke, then I will tell you. This is something that only, with this exception, only people who go to dinner for these charity, you know, Annie Guns with me and my wife, or go on our cruise.
Our trips?
I said cruise. Yeah. I can't believe I said that. Oh, my God. Wow, I can't believe it.
Wow.
And I'm always talking about how people say that, and we've only done one cruise. What the heck? Edit it out. You know what? Edit that out.
All right.
If you go on a trip with us, you have the opportunity to hear the sausage joke. But all the other thousands and thousands of people right now sitting there going, what's the sausage joke? Sorry. Can't tell you. What do they call it? It's like a wine. It's a reserve
it's
or something.
It's a special
bottle. It's a reserve. It's like a reserve, a very special for special occasions joke. But you'll get to hear it. And you know, more than once you've said to yourself, boy, I wish I could play the harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
You know you have.
Oh, yeah.
But you never dreamed you'd be able to play it like Dan Strauss or get a personal one-on-one lesson from Dan and then have Dan Strauss hand you a harmonica identical to the one you've heard him play so many wonderful melodies on. That's exactly what you're looking at if you're the high bidder. Golf, harmonica lesson, harmonica, sausage joke, and there'll probably be more.
And you can even turn to me on any hole and just say, time for a lesson.
Yeah, you pick the hole.
Yeah.
And that harmonica will come out, and Buddy, he'll start playing, and you'll think, well, I'll never be able to play like that. By the time you go, you're finished on the green at the 18th hole, yeah, you'll play just like Dan Strauss. As Peon said, maybe even better.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, we're going to probably add some more stuff to it, but it's at $2,000 right now. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it. All right, Music Critic has put together what she says are 9 country songs that should never be played again. I'm not going to play them all because there's some of these that I know all of you know. For example, Achy Breaky Heart. Don't break my heart. We don't need to play it. You know what it is. I do sort of agree with her on that one. If we never heard it again, that's okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one I could not disagree with more, and she actually puts this on the list of 9 country songs that should never be played again. Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
What's the matter with this woman? That's not a country song should never be played again. It's not even a country song. It's an American patriotic song. I'll go through the ones I know everybody knows, and then we'll get to the other 5. Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, Islands in the Stream. I agree.
Yep.
Because when they played it, it was another one like Achy Breaky
Heart. That crossed over.
It crossed over pop to top 40 country, and they played it to death.
Islands in the Stream, that is what we are.
You know who wrote it? Barry Gibb wrote it. Did you know that? The Bee Gees.
Wow.
He wrote Islands in the Stream. I'm a wealth of musical knowledge.
Yeah, you are.
We're not going to play this one because you all know it, and I disagree with her that this should never be played again. I love this song. Red Solo Cup, Toby Keith. Red Solo Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the song?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, and people love that song. So
yeah,
just because she doesn't
her.
Like it.
All right, now we're going to play this one. I'll pull up Shania Twain, Any Man of Mine. She says this song should never be played
again. Oh, she's crazy.
I agree.
I like that.
I love Shania Twain.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is she's never part of the main. Like, you watch the Country Music Awards, you don't see Shania Twain on there.
No.
Yet she's a massive success. This is Any Man of Mine. Now, I will say, her music all tends to kind of sound the same.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy. Yeah, I know what women want.
Any man of mine better be proud of me. Even when I'm ugly, he still better love me. And I can be late for a date, that's fine. But he better be on right. time.
She says that's one of the ones we should never hear again.
Yeah.
All right. She also says, now I don't know much about Florida Georgia Line. Peon pull up, it's called Sun Days, S-U-N-D-A-Z-E, Florida Georgia
Line. They're really good, too.
And I don't listen to a lot of modern country, but she says this should never be played again. I already don't like it. It sounds stupid.
I'm going to wear my flip-flops. I'm going to play some flip cupping.
Okay, I don't like it.
A little bit of-
no, you know what? He's trying to do the Jimmy Buffett, Kenny Chesney, toes in the sand thing. Mm-hmm. And it's too much of a copy of other people's stuff. Now, unfortunately for Florida Georgia Line, they have two of the nine that this woman says should never be played again. The other one is Cruise. Just like a cruise ship, C-R-U-I-S-E.
Oh, yeah, Cruise. You know Cruise, don't
I don't
you?
Know if I do. I'll know when he fires
you
it up.
Would,
baby,
you
a song, you make me want to roll my windows
yes.
down and cruise.
Yes, I agree with her. Yeah, no, I've heard enough of this. I agree.
Every band
yeah.
has done this at some point.
All right, we only have two left. This music critic, this woman says, we should also, I don't really know it, but I'm just telling you from the title, I'm going to agree with her. She, Taylor Swift, we are never, ever getting back together. She says,
we're never, ever getting back together. I don't know if that's considered country. That's a crossover.
See, I don't think it's country either.
You would know it, too, if you heard
oh,
it.
I know it. But play it a little bit just so we know how irritating
never,
it is.
Never, ever, ever right. getting back
yeah,
together.
Dan, thanks, Dan. Thank you.
I remember when we broke up the first time, seeing this is it, I've had enough. It's like
okay,
we haven't
yeah,
seen
done.
Each other in a month.
She just broke up with her boyfriend just recently.
Isn't that kind of all
Again,
her songs?
That's,
is that
all
that's
she
her
does.
Whole shtick is she breaks up to write a song or
yeah.
something?
Yeah.
And last, and I, if this is the song I think it is, ma'am, whoever you are, I'm sorry, I disagree with you that this is a song that should never be played again. It's Darryl Worley, DarrylWorley. The reason I'm spelling it is Peon is pulling it up. Have You Forgotten? Now, I think this is a 9/11 song.
Yes.
And if it is, I disagree with this chick. Play a little bit of this. You say this should never be played again.
I hear people say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for.
Yeah, I like it. I've always liked it. Okay, so there you go. Here are the nine she says should never be played again. Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. She's wrong. Shania Twain, Any Man of Mine. Okay. Billy Ray Cyrus, Ache You Break Your Heart. Okay. Kenny and Dolly, Islands in the Stream. Agree. Florida Georgia Line Sundays, agree. Florida Georgia Line Cruise, agree. Taylor Swift, agree. Actually, I agree with most of them. Toby Keith, Red Solo Cup, no, sorry. I want to hear it more. And Darryl Worley, Have You Forgotten? So I think I agreed with four or five of the ones she said we should never hear again. Not too sure why, but if you go down through Chesterfield Valley, down Manchester, it won't take you long to find help wanted, help wanted, help wanted. What is the deal that people don't want to work? I couldn't wait to get a job when I was 11 years old. Where are all the people complaining, and why aren't they working these jobs?
Yeah, I don't know. And I think a lot of those places, the kids went back to school. College kids went back to school. High school kids went back to school. And so they're all...
And that has a lot to do with it, right?
Yeah.
Especially the restaurant business. But I just can't imagine that there aren't some people out there that would be jumping on these jobs.
I know.
And before we go to the joke, since we're talking about music... do you guys know who the number one selling solo artist in history is?
History?
In the history of keeping track of music and sales, and I assume this means concert and record sales, music sales, who do you think is the number one selling solo artist?
Wow. Whoa, man.
I'm guessing it's not something that... It would be comes to the forefront that you would think of, like Elvis or somebody like
wrong.
That.
You're wrong. You're wrong. It is that. It's Garth Brooks.
Wow.
Which I was pleasantly surprised to find out, because I was afraid it was going to be Jay-Z or somebody, or, you know. But it's Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
I don't think people remember how big he was in the late 80s, mid-late 80s. I mean, beyond
early,
belief,
yeah, the guy was right there in the
huge.
Early 90s too.
Yeah,
and then remember he retired.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They lumped in Chris Gaines into that.
Oh, the Chris Gaines. What was that?
That was
Garth. What are you smoking? He got on Willie's bus and he inhaled and he came up with the Chris Gaines idea.
But then he decided to come back, and that was even bigger.
Yeah,
when he came back.
You know, he's a terrific talent, and I think a very nice guy. And now it's time for and it's a quick one, quick joke. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
Guy walks into a bar and he yells for everybody to shut up. He wants everybody's attention. They look over and he pulls out a Colt 45 and he waves it in the air. He said, "This is a Colt 45. I have a hollow point around in the chamber and 7 in the magazine. And I am here to shoot whoever has been sleeping with my wife." And the guy in the back of the bar goes, "You're going to need more bullets."
Meet me. All right, let's see how the roads are moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you've got an accident on southbound 141 at Romaine Creek that has traffic backed up near Gravois Bluff. Southbound 270, that's still stop and go now. Just a little bit south of Page, goes down through Doherty Ferry and then slow from that point all the way through Gravois. Westbound Highway 70, you're running slow between Union and Jennings Station Road. Stop and go again from 270 out through 5th Street. You've got 364 slowing Bennington Place out through Highway 94. Looks like they cleared the accident northbound 55 near Highway 159. Just a little bit of a slowdown right at 157. On westbound Highway 40, you're jamming up from Compton through McCausland. You're also heavy from Clarkson out through Boone's Crossing. And it does look like we have westbound 370 running slow from St. Louis Mills out through Highway 94. And this traffic report brought to you by CC's Pizza. Now with CC's, the fully loaded meat eater and supreme pizzas are guaranteed on the buffet, or they'll make them immediately. Pizza's loaded with flavor without the loaded price. Just 5 and change at CC's. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
We're taking the show on the road. In fact, going to Illinois, Mid-America Airport. Martin and Randy hanging out in the terminal. Plus, special guest, she was the voice of Bobby on King of the Hill.
The Martin Kilcoin Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
All right, so last week we get a big hailstorm and a true story. Someone gets a phone call from a company that does roofs within 15 minutes of these hailstorms hitting the roof of their house. And you know what? A few months from now, you're not even going to be able to find that company. There's companies around, a few, that have been around a long time and will be around a long time. Allen Roofing, one such place since 1972. They're not hail specialists. They're not storm specialists. They're roofing, siding, and gutter specialists for over 40 years. And it's all that they do, and they do it as well, if not better, than anyone else. So says Contractor Magazine. Also, you want more information? Check out the website at aroofing.net. 3 locations, St. Peter's, Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. You need a new roof or you need your existing roof fixed, call Allen Roofing.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Do you have glaucoma or high eye pressure? Are your daily eye drops interrupting your life? Local doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational dropless therapy and are in need of participants. You must have glaucoma or high eye pressure in both eyes, be at least 18 years old, and have not had surgery for your glaucoma. Qualified participants will receive study medication at no cost. You will receive regular study-related eye exams by an eye doctor throughout the study. No insurance is needed and compensation is available. For more information and to see if you qualify, please call 1-888-394-8799 or visit eyecarestudy.com. That's 1-888-394-8799 or eyecarestudy.com. Limited space is available. Call or visit today. Participation is at no cost, and compensation for time and travel may be available for qualified participants. Visit eyecarestudy.com or call 1-888-394-8799 today.
With a Kohler standby generator from CK Power, your power stays on even when the rest of the neighborhood is in the dark. Kohler natural gas and propane powered backup generators can restore power to your home or business in as little as 10 seconds. They're recognized by the National Home Builders Association and Consumer Reports as the highest quality and best value choices when protecting your home from power interruptions. CK Power has been a Kohler Power Systems distributor for more than 30 years and provides engineering, power system application expertise, sales, parts, preventive maintenance service, and year-round 24-hour emergency service. Don't be left in the dark. Get a Kohler standby generator from CK Power's professional commitment to quality installation and service. Kohler standby generators from CK Power, your complete source for engine and generator power. Call 1-855-CK-POWER or online at ckpower.com.
I counted on my Medicare and Medicaid cards every day. Then I heard about a simple plan from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield and called 1-844-84-ANTHEM. This plan goes beyond the basic health benefits of original Medicare. Now my Anthem card gives me the extra benefits I deserve, all for a $0 plan premium.
If you have Medicare and Medicaid, talk to one of our representatives. Call 1-844-84-ANTHEM. That's 1-844-842-6843. Call 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Paid after portrayal. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and or copayments, coinsurance may change on January 1st of each year. Part B premium is covered for full dual enrollees. This plan is available to anyone who has both medical assistance from the state and Medicare. In Missouri, excluding 30 counties in the Kansas City area, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of Right Choice Managed Care, Inc., Healthy Alliance Life Insurance Company, and HMO Missouri, Inc., independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
You're listening to the sound of an actual heart beating outside of a human body. Thanks to modern technology, a doctor can now keep a donor heart beating until it's ready to be transplanted into its recipient. Yet if our doctor wanted to transfer a phone call from her desk phone to her cell, she couldn't, because her phone system can't do that. At Vonage, we think it's about time business communications caught up. See what Vonage can do for your business at Vonage.com/itsabouttime.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. DynamicVending.com.
90% of financial advisors give advice geared towards the accumulation phase. Buy and hold. You're in it for the long haul. It's only a paper loss. But once you retire, that kind of advice doesn't apply anymore. You need a different approach. Why? One reason is you don't have time to recover if there's another huge market loss. Wake up to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KTRS, where you'll get safe, secure retirement advice that works.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gotta let me get sober.
He's gonna be very happy.
Let me go home.
Because he has plenty of time. He doesn't like to be cut short. So we're gonna make up for the last time when we had to abbreviate his segment. His name is Mike Evans. He lives in the Coachella Valley, Southern California. And he's brought to you by as fine a restaurant as I think you will ever dine. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Chesterfield Valley. And right next door, same owners, the Smokehouse Market. I can't begin to tell you what's in there, what you'll find there, what you'll like there. You just have to go. And you'll realize that there's really nothing quite like either one of them. And they sell thousands of gift cards every year. So just remember, there's no one you could give an Annie Gunn's or Smokehouse Market gift card to who wouldn't really appreciate it. So there you go. And now, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are proud to present Mike Evans. What's going on today?
What are you doing, Miami?
Well, we are enjoying the tail end of what I think will be our last really miserable, humid, hot streak. And then it's going to start to be really nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
We'll start off with a little bit of Pac Quiz question.
No, all right. Easy for you to say. Go ahead.
Think that'd be good for us?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right. On this date, 1965, the Beatles played the last concert in Los Angeles, and next to the last concert ever in the United States. It was at Dodger Stadium. How many songs did the Beatles play on the last concert? 11? 21? 31? 41? Whoa. Answer in a minute. Literature report. Amy Schumer released her book. It's called The Girl with the Lower Tattoo. While it was number one the first week of the New York bestseller list, it's completely fallen off. Translation, the book is going to be a total disaster for the publishers, who paid Amy $9 million advancement.
Holy mackerel.
Now the book will be lucky if it does $1.5 or $2
million. I'm telling you, man, all we need is one failure like that. One failure yeah. like that, and you're set. Think of it that way.
Yeah.
Amazing. Political shocker. P. Diddy will fundraise for Donald Trump, saying that he has fundraised for Obama the last two times he has ran, and for Bill Clinton when he ran, but says that Obama and Clinton have done absolutely nothing for black communities around the country. In fact, Diddy says black communities are a lot worse off now than they ever were.
Well, I have to tell you something. That really, I think, is going to surprise a lot of people, one, that he's endorsing him. But if you're honest, we've had a black president for 8 years, and I'm not black, but I think even the black community would agree. I have never seen this country as racially divided as it is now.
Absolutely right.
Maybe the 50s.
Not to mention more blacks on food stamps, more blacks on special care, on welfare. More blacks are not working. There's no jobs.
No.
The black schools are the worst schools in the country. I mean, you know.
It didn't do anything for them.
There you go. Jimmy Fallon was asked who he wanted to be president. He said, to be honest, I don't care. Both are easy targets for big jokes as soon as they're elected.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The comics have to be thrilled. Oh, yeah. It's true.
Either one. Love Nuggets back. I know you love the Love Nuggets.
I right sure now. Do, Mike.
I can. Back on January 15, 2009, Helen Hill and Chris Rooney, they've been dating about a year and a half, and they agreed, they'll take one last vacation together, but this is it. The relationship had ran its course, but the tickets were bought a few months earlier, so they decided to go ahead and use them. They took off from LaGuardia Airport and landed 8 minutes later in the Hudson River. They were on that flight. After they were walking on the wing and they realized they were going to live, it brought them closer together. They kept dating. They got married. They had two children. They're very happily married. Still keep in touch with Captain Sully, who, by the way, was at their wedding.
No, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful, Franco.
Yeah.
You know that. 3 weeks ago, it was Ray Liotta. But now Lady Gaga's been spotted with Bradley Cooper grocery shopping in Malibu and San Diego the next day. What's up with that? How about Taylor Swift breaking up with that Tom Hiddleston over the phone? Voicemail, actually.
I don't follow
her.
Oh,
she broke up with him over the phone.
Well, she needed to write a new song. She needed a new song.
Yeah.
Date in history. On this date, 1921, the first Miss America pageant is held and is won by Margaret Gorman.
Hmm.
I'd like to give you her measurements. The winning very first.
Please.
Miss America.
Please.
Miss Gorman's measurements were 30, 25, 32.
She had
30?
30?
30.
Whoa.
I got bigger breasts than that.
Man.
I probably got bigger areolas than that.
Oh, you can't
see,
he likes that word.
He likes that word.
I love that word.
There she is, Miss America.
Miss Areola.
There she is, your ideal. The dream of a million girls who are more than pretty and come to Atlantic City. That's all. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you
so beautiful
much.
There.
Thank you very much. Bert Parks.
I have an appointment tomorrow, a medical appointment, no big deal, but I will be on the air.
Oh, so, yes, you will. You got that right.
What?
You will be on the air.
Man.
I'm just telling it like it is.
Maybe I won't be on the air. I'll be too sick.
No, you'll be sick.
If you're on the air, I'll be on the air. There you go. That's the kind of man.
Wait a minute. Is this tomorrow, he said?
Yeah.
I got a follow up on the pot quiz question.
Okay.
Since we have some time today, how many songs did the Beatles play in the last concert in Los Angeles, next to the last concert ever in America? It was at Dodger Stadium. 11, 21, 31, 41.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one.
I'm going to say I'll go 11.
That's right. I'll say 11.
That just seems it's probably the answer. I'll go 21.
11. It took 27 minutes.
Come on.
Now, here's the sidebar. When they finished the concert, they left, got in a limo behind, they were playing in center field on the stage set up in center field. They were got in the limousine, the center field wall, they opened up, they drove out, 10,000 kids were there, they couldn't get out, they turned around, they drove back onto the Dodger playing field, drove over to the dugout, they got out, went into the clubhouse, up the elevator to where the ambulances were. They got in an ambulance. There was another 5,000 kids there, and some kids stuck ice picks in the tires, so they could not. They were deflated. They couldn't leave in the ambulance. Got back out of the ambulance. Got back down to the Dodger offices. Realized that the Brinks truck picking up the money was on the fifth floor. They're getting ready to leave, so they called up there. They ran out there, got on the Brinks truck. Those tires you cannot puncture with a ice pick, but there were so many kids around they could not leave until 50 Hell's Angels who were at the concert agreed to get their motorcycles and surround the Brinks truck and gave them an escort out of Dodger Stadium. 27-minute concert. It took them over 3 hours to get out.
What is the matter with people?
I don't know. But I think that's a great story.
That is a good story.
Why did they only
Unless
do...
you made it up. I mean, you could have made it up.
I didn't make it up, homie.
All right.
Is there any kind of reason why they only did 11 songs and played the 27 minutes?
No.
Wow.
That had to make the crowd.
Actually, the story was that there was so much screaming and noise that nobody could hear the music.
I don't doubt that.
But that was every concert they did. Yeah. In St. Louis, you couldn't hear them.
Yeah, there you go.
Sign it off, buddy.
Mike Evans, see
you. There you go. And he has to get down to it. He can't.
Yes.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, and they're both east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Give somebody a gift card. It'll thrill them to death to either one or both. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse. Now, also in the Valley, and tomorrow, we babysit, starting tomorrow afternoon, my little grandson. And we're going to take him to Amini's because we've taken him a couple times before. You haven't taken Archie yet, have you?
No.
He needs about another 6 months.
Yes.
You take him to Amini's and watch him. Just watch his eyes when he sees the pinball machines, the arcade games. So we're going to go, and I want my grandson to play with the electronic shuffleboard game. And here's the thing about Amini's. Unlike a lot of stores where you go shopping, and the kids, they don't even want to be there. When are you going home? They get bored. Not this place. You'll have to pry them out of there. Because while you're looking at the lighting collection or you're getting some advice on decorating your home with some of the spectacular furniture they have, or maybe you're looking at patio furniture, let the kids, and they don't. Not only do they not mind, they want them. Let them go there, and it's all on free play. Pinball machines, arcade games. Everybody likes Amini's. And there's not another store like it. You're going to have to go in to understand. And area rugs, if you like beautiful area. Hardwood floors and tile floors are a big thing right now. But you splash them with color by putting beautiful rugs down. Nobody has more beautiful rugs than Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S. Amini's. Right in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. Amini's.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they cleared the accident that was on southbound 141 at Romaine Creek. Now, you still have a little bit of a slowdown in that area through Tesson Ferry. You're also getting better on southbound 270, a slow pocket or two now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40 still slows from about Vandeventer or out through McCausland. Southbound 170 south of Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're heavy, looks like right about Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 364, you're heavy from the Abbey out overpass out past the Veterans Bridge. Westbound 70, stop and go still from Highway 270 to 5th Street, and eastbound 270. It's just a little bit of a slow run now from Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Subway. Try the 350 sub of the day at Subway. There's a different 6-inch sub every day for just 350. Wednesday, Turkey Breast Day. Thursday, Italian BMT Day, only at Subway. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
This is Howard Richards. On Saturday, the Missouri Tigers welcome the Eastern Michigan Eagles to Columbia, Missouri. KTRS pregame starts at 4 with the kickoff at 6:30 on your home for the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550, KTRS.
Touchdown, Missouri!
We are Mizzou.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves. For an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain, the Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Thank you for being with us, Bill, our high bidder for, so far for the fourth in our golf tournament. Thank you for the $2,000. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody. Thank a police officer.
You got a friend in me.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A disturbing discovery by the giant catsup bottle in Collinsville. The latest on the investigation after a man's body was found in a nearby field.
A scare at Moline Elementary School in North County. What the bomb and arson squad did to ensure everyone stayed safe.
The compromise reached today on plans to change the name of St. Louis's airport.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon's unusual appeal for lawmakers to uphold his vetoes on laws he says could hurt the public.
For the second time in 14 months, a St. Louis church has a church van stolen. Tonight, why that van matters so much to this place and the surveillance video that may help the church get it back.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, a man's body was discovered this morning in a field near the world-famous ketchup bottle tower in Collinsville.
Fox 2's Kelly Hoskins is live with more on what police are now calling a suspicious death. Kelly.
Vic, the body was